Before that, Aislinn Rossi from the newsroom is here to tell us what other news is making headlines today. Hello, Aislinn.
Hello, Bonnie.
More details have emerged about the Malaysian Airlines flight that was turned around to Melbourne shortly after takeoff this morning.
Yeah, police have confirmed that they are no longer treating the incident as a terror attack. The man who tried to enter the cockpit and allegedly threatened to blow up the plane is believed to have checked himself out of a psychiatric facility earlier yesterday. Police say the object he was holding at the time was not a bomb, but a Bluetooth speaker or something similar.
And police have come under fire for the long wait between the man being subdued and armed officers entering the plane.
Yeah, passengers and crew subdued the man not long after takeoff, but the plane sat on the tarmac for about an hour before police entered. Here's Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton.
Once we're satisfied that dealing with one offender and one device increasingly looking unlikely to be an explosive device, the decision was made to get the passengers off, and then that was done. I think that entire time was about 90 minutes, but certainly appreciate when you're on a plane in that situation, 1 minute can seem like an hour.
And what's happening in international news?
Well, in Venezuela, tens of thousands of protesters have hit the streets demanding free elections and the freedom of jailed activists. Demonstrations have been ongoing for over 2 months, with near daily rallies protesting the socialist government's economic policies, which the opposition say caused a 4-year recession. At least 59 people have been killed in the unrest and nearly 3,000 have been arrested.
And there's also been some conflict in Egypt over the past few days.
Yeah, the Egyptian president signed a law on Tuesday that restricts the operations of non-government organisations. The law, which has been criticised by Human Rights Watch, bans both domestic and foreign groups from engaging in any work that can be said to undermine national security. This includes human rights work and humanitarian aid, and could make it harder for charities to deliver social services.
And we'll be following that on The Wire as it develops. And in the US, President Donald Trump is set to confirm whether he will pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Yes, after much speculation, Trump tweeted that he will be announcing his decision overnight. US sources from inside the White House have claimed that he is already set to pull out, though, and during his presidential campaign, Trump was critical of the agreement.
This agreement gives foreign bureaucrats control over how much our energy and how much we use right here in America. So foreign bureaucrats are going to be controlling what we're doing on our land in our country.
So what would Trump pulling out mean for Australia?
Well, it's unclear so far. Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce has refused to say yet whether Australia should stay in the climate agreement if the US pulls out, which is a bit of a departure from the usual party lines.
Thanks, Aislinn.